Welcome to Hands at the Table. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bramhall. Alongside fellow massage therapist, Boris Aranyi, this podcast shows massage therapists how powerful our profession can be. We believe that as a craft and as a profession, massage therapy is only limited by a therapist's imagination and willingness to put in the work. By sharing what we're learning, what we're working on, and what's captured our interest, we hope to broaden your perspective, inspire you to set your standard high, and invest in your craft. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome back to Hands at the Table again with Jeff and Bori. And today, Jeff will share some of his experience about teaching with Eddie Ohm, who we had a podcast before. They had a really good experience in California, so I'm looking forward to hearing about that. How is that going, Eddie? Jeff? I was like, which one of you?
So it was great. So I think we talked about a lot in the episode, that really long two-parter we had with Eddie. We talked about the nature, the one of the big gaps that a lot of us see in the education of manual therapists is, you know, what's actually happening in the brains. I think our schooling is very focused on, I push on muscles and muscles respond. And mm-hmm. it's kind of both a surface level and very linear approach where we think that X input gets Y response. And I think for like a kind of a traditional spa type massage, that probably is, that's like, it's good enough. You don't need to, maybe don't need to know all the mechanisms. But I think for, if you're listening to this and if you're listening to this, then you are looking more deeply at things and you're probably looking at like, how does the body respond? And, how does the body respond? Why does it respond? Is it a physical, like where do we have physical response, et cetera, blah, 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 blah. And the class that Eddie put together to complement the online class, the Science of Touch mentorship online program that I've been doing for a year, was really like an intensive education in how does the body respond, both looking at like short cycle reflexes and long cycle reflexes, not necessarily getting into the psychology of it, but using the knowledge that we have of reflexes, proprioception, interoception, and exteroception, and looking at all of those and using all of that information to create a, as Eddie put it, like a trauma-informed lens that we're able to apply to our body work. And then also how we're able to take all of that information, setting that foundation of through being informed about, how trauma mm-hmm. exists in the body, and then using that as a tool to help us get different, better, ideally better responses in our hands-on sessions. So that was kind of the overarching aim of those couple of days that we did out in California. And it was broken up, and we broke it up into 2 days, one day being very lecture heavy, like really talking about like, this is to the best of our knowledge now, what's going on. And then the mm-hmm. second day was this is how you use it. So that was, and I think from a structural standpoint, I think that worked really well. I think that was I think it was helpful to get, to give a grounding and a rationale, and then to build on top of that with technique.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you guys dig in really deep into neurophysiology, and can you say something about like short and long reflexes? Like, what do we have to think about that there?
Right. In terms of the short and long cycle reflexes, it's kind of knowing what those, knowing that there are two different, that there are going to be two different types of feedback loops. There's mm-hmm. a feedback loop that just goes, that essentially is a spinal, like a, that's a spinal reflex. And then mm-hmm. there's the, and then there's a feedback loop that goes up to the brain. And knowing mm-hmm. that those two things happen at different speeds, and mm-hmm. knowing that there's different speeds, there's different levels of cognition for each of them. Those kind of, I think they bring depth to mm-hmm. to the view of, like, you know, to the client who's on the table, who, you know, you're working into a muscle, and they have there's a subconscious twitch that happens. Mm-hmm. And I think for some people, I think especially for younger practitioners, newer practitioners, those twitches are scary. Like mm-hmm. that's like, you can see it as like, oh, the body's kicking me out. And, you know, it could be that the body is kicking you out, but it could be that that's actually, going back to what we were talking about in EFT, that actually can be a reintegration mm-hmm. movement where there's a short cycle reflex that actually just needed to respond. And then on the other side of that response is actually the feeling of physical freedom that's there. Mm. And I think it's, you know, just, and another part of this was also just sharing that, you know, pushing on muscles isn't like, you know, the pushing on the muscles is useful. It's just, now we have a different reason to think about why it's useful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, so what tools could you use that knowledge? So I assume one of them is time, because there's difference between the reflexes and the speed at which they transfer. Mm-hmm. And then how about, like, what else was that different from, like, pushing on muscles?
There were some very interesting things that Eddie did on the second day when we were doing mostly mm-hmm. hands-on work that I thought it was really, I came away from it like really excited, because he and I could not approach things more differently. from like a nuts and bolts hands-on body experience. Right. Eddie wants to kind of stimulate that like theta wave, that theta state in the brain, yeah. of like deeper than sleep kind of passivity.
Right.
And he sets his whole practice up around that, like lighting, sound, like having brown noise in the room, so that you essentially lose the boundary between yourself, your brain, and the room and the table and the practitioner. Like, it actually brings all of those things down together. And then on this other side of thing, and like, I am like so far the opposite from that. Like, I want you to actually have, I want you to really find, actively discover where the boundaries of your body are, where the feelings inside of your body are, so that you can, you know, he wants you to lose yourself. I want you to find yourself. And both of us want to do those two contrasting things to get to the same place. And both of those roads lead to the same place. It's really interesting. And his work is a lot of his work is focused around working where nerves are closer to the skin level. So he's working, you know, he'll do a lot more of like a nerve floss or things like that, mm-hmm. like a radial ulnar nerve or a median nerve. Like, there's a lot of like, mm-hmm. a lot of his upper body work is done through like nerve flossing, is done with like nerve flossing and nerve movement. Does a lot of stuff with, does a lot of work with zero points. So like, you know, client face down, lifting a leg up, and like lifting a leg, showing our client's body where what hip extension is, or what hip neutral is, and then finding extension out of there, working into like an obdurate, like where the obdurator nerve comes close to the surface inside the knee. There's a lot of these places that Eddie works that are different from the ways that I work. And then a lot of his work is like relatively, he said it was really light. He describes it as really light, my experience of it is that he's actually like, dude works really, dude, like he's like, oh yeah, I work as hard as the body wants it to. And I'm like, yeah, that's harder than I thought you were going to go. but like so much of it is like for him, a lot of his motions instead of pushing are actually pulling motions. So a lot of it is like peeling back and creating, finding extension and like finding length through a muscle or a structure by lifting it, by using gravity or things like that. Mm-hmm. It was just like each of these things were very interesting. And ultimately what made it so great was that we had a small group, about 10 people, and we were able to integrate each, we were able to, and one of the foundational things to Eddie's teaching was, I don't want you to change what you're doing. I want you to think differently about how you're doing it. Mm-hmm. So we were able to kind of work, and Eddie's also like, dude's like 6'3", 6'4", like 200, mm-hmm. like he's a big guy. Like he has long limbs. He looks like a basketball player. He's built like a basketball player. So he's got like, so his body, like what works for his body is going to be very different than what works for someone else's body. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what we ended up doing was like, it's like, how do you fit this mental approach onto the work that you're doing so that you feel at home working in this way, like taking, like, and evolving your work in this way, and seeing how everyone in that room started to find their own footing with this was really, really, really cool. And I came home and immediately was like working differently with my clients, just in terms of like first I picked up a handful of things that I was like, oh, this is, I hadn't thought about that. That's a new way to approach it. This technique might actually work really well for you. Mm-hmm. And so like, I would never on my own, because of my, I would be very unlikely to bring somebody to have someone laying face down and bring their leg up into, mm-hmm. Into hip extension from a face down position. I just don't do that. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of people say like, oh, actually this is a very uncomfortable position for me. Mm-hmm. I've started introducing it and like having communication so that I don't put somebody into an uncomfortable position, but I do find that open position, because actually if we open that hip up, sometimes that's what the quad needs to let go, right? That's the information, the gravity of the hip pulling down towards the table actually is what someone's body wants in order to relax the hip and start to find mm-hmm. the glute again. That's mm-hmm. like, that's something I was like, I came home with that and was like, huh, different approach. Let's see how it works. And so much of it worked. So much of it works because everything works.
Yeah. Right. Right. I really like how it's like so different, your approaches and everything. And how was your experiences helping him out, or?
It was great.
The teaching part of it and helping. Yeah.
So he and I have been like, he and I developed a pretty great friendship over the past couple of years, but we've developed it from across the world from each other at one point when he was in Bali and I was in Massachusetts, and then like across, and then, you know, several states away when he was back in the US. Mm-hmm. So it was actually like a few hours before, like the evening before we were going to teach was when the first time that we ever actually met. And like, and it was so cool it was just one of these things that I feel so grateful for, where it just felt totally at home, super easy, super natural, like right out of the gate. And, you know, and being able to be, you know, being one part, kind of a cheerleader in some ways of just being like, this is the first time you've done this in person, dude, it's going great. Like everyone's here because they want, everyone's here because they believe in what we're doing. What you created is why we're here. And so like kind of being a cheerleader like that, and then being able to be a sounding board, both in like in the breaks, like how do you feel like this is going? What do you feel like we need? I think I was able to offer helpful help to him, and I found it really rewarding also to be able to help to shape what the day looked like. And then I just, you know, I was like, oh God, I missed this. literally the last thing I did before the pandemic was I went to Hong Kong and I taught a course, right? Like that was like the last time that I had, like that was the last time I, like that was the last thing I did before, like I came home to America shut down. And, and that was in March of 2020. And I really missed teaching. I just missed being in the really unique environment that you get, not out of like a 1 or 2 hour long like seminar or workshop that you do, which I teach those and I love doing those. That having those having 2 days with a group of people just feels so good, because you get to, you know, you get enough time to really, not to get to know people super well, but to know them well enough to like to gain their trust and to see them start to do something different, and for and to also to begin to trust them and like learn from them. And it takes that, like, you know, it takes away from that like workshop where it's all like, you know, I teach a mobility workshop, it's me talking and them listening. I do a two-day workshop, and there's a lot more back and forth. And man, did I miss that.
Okay, so there's going to be a continuation of that. It feels, sounds like it.
Something. I certainly hope
so. At least you're going to teach something.
Yeah. The teaching part sure. That's for sure in the future. It just felt great to do it. It felt really wonderful to be back in the classroom. It felt great to be back doing continuing ed in general. And being a continuing education provider is just such a cool place to be.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm really, really happy for you that you could finally find your way back to the teaching classroom, because it sounds like that's really something that you feel for. And I'm happy it went really great. One time we're going to have a longer conversation about, because I'm curious about if Eddie being, how you said that he wants to pull stuff, and how you mentioned that you want to push stuff. How is that coming from, like, personality? Like, would that be something that's, you know, like, did you feel pulled by his person? Like, is that something that's like a attribute to Eddie overall? Or like, how does it translate? You know, how does our personalities like translate into the actual work that we do? So yeah. One time we're going to come back to this question. And definitely you have some time to think about it until then.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a great episode that we'll have coming up. I think that will cross a lot of these bridges that we've gone through, especially as we talked about all the different continuing education providers that we've reviewed, the things that we've seen, the things that we resonate with, the things that we don't resonate with. I think that personality, how does your personality fit with body work? I think that's going to be a really interesting
one. Yes, that's going to be a good one. Yes. So thank you so much for sharing. And we're going to put those, I guess, like links into the show notes, and maybe the other podcast when we talk with Eddie, because that has a lot more information, a lot more like chats about like how do we think, and you have a really good glimpse of like who we are. And it was a great conversation, very long ones, but super enjoyable. So thank you so much for sharing. And I'm really glad you came back and you came back to the teaching. Yes. And it's always so good to learn something new. So, yeah, everybody keep it up. Thank you guys for listening again. And we'll be back next time with some more episodes. And we're always making notes about what we want to talk about, so that list is just growing. If you have any questions, or if you have any topics that you want us to decipher, maybe, then shoot us an email, shoot us a note. And you can find us on every platform that you can listen to podcasts to. So thank you so much for listening, and see you guys next time.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode of Hands at the Table. If you got something out of this episode, have comments or topics you'd like us to cover, please let us know by tagging us on Instagram. Bori is at restore_revive_therapy, and Jeff is at Just Breathe Manual Therapy. We'd also appreciate if you can take a minute to leave us a rating, like, or review wherever you listen. It'll help other people find us. We'll see you next week.